Anne, how long have you been married?
33 years. 33 years, right?
That's right.
And that's a long time.
It is a long time.
So I wanted to ask you, how did you initially get interested in each other?
We met when I was a senior in college, and Anne was a senior in high school. And she lived in a small town about 7 miles from where I was studying, and I was attending the same little country church where she and her family went, and that's how we met.
Uh-huh.
So, Anne, you were a high school senior.
That's right. I was 16.
Here was this older man.
I was 16 years old, and I just thought he was the best person I'd ever met in my life. I just fell head over heels in love with him immediately at age 16. But at age 16, you usually fall head over heels in love with a lot of people. But this one stuck, and I had to wait 11 years before he actually proposed and we got married, which is kind of a long time.
Yeah.
But at age 16, I certainly wasn't ready to get married anyway. One of my greatest fears after I met him and decided pretty much then and there that he was the man I wanted to marry. But my greatest fear was that he would marry my sister, who was 3 years older than I am and therefore more his age. And I was so relieved when my sister married someone else.
Now, did Jim give you any encouragement? I mean, 11 years, that's a long time to wait.
Very little.
Well, Jim, were you as interested in Anne from the beginning as she was in you?
Yes, I was. But I wasn't very good at showing it, I think, sometimes. And I really realized after I finished medical school and I was doing my internship out in Seattle.
Now, this was 10 years after we met.
There was a big hole in my life, and I realized what that hole was. That I didn't have Anne with me. And so I came to New York while Anne was getting her master's degree at Columbia. She'd just come back from 2 years in the Peace Corps in Ethiopia. And I brought many pictures of Seattle to show her, because I understood she was considering a job in Philadelphia teaching when she finished. So I brought all these pictures of Seattle. What a beautiful place it is. And to encourage her that this was where she should come, and
a rather oblique proposal.
Kind of oblique. But then the next spring, I was visiting back in New York, and I got a call from this wonderful older lady in our church. Aunt Amy was her name, or that's what everyone called her. And Aunt Amy called up, and she said, "If you're really interested in that Anne, you'd better get yourself down here, because she might go off and marry one of the Peace Corps people she worked with."
That's true.
Well, I got right in the car, and I drove 67 miles down to her home, and I asked her mother, her father had died some years before, and I asked her mother for permission to...
This is true.
To have Anne's hand, and she was very...
She was very happy.
Very pleased. And then I proposed to Anne.
And Anne was very happy.
Anne was very happy.
And I was very happy.
Yeah.
It was a long time coming, but it was very much worth the wait. But I realized that there were several times when I came very close to marrying someone else, and I feel very fortunate that I...
Yeah, that you waited.
Yeah.
Now complete the steps in your book.